to a harm in the making of this podcast. Hey, everybody.
You're listening to The Two Vegans. I'm Chirag, and hey, Ethel, how are you doing?
Hi, Chirag. I'm good. How are you? We have special guests in our studio today. Hi, Spuddy. Right, we're recording with my cats over here.
So we're doing this episode because I have a special announcement. But before we get into that, Ethel, what do you think of Freedom Pizza's new vegan cheese? So they announced that, I think, in January?
Oh, I think I love it. I actually loved Freedom Pizza's old cheese as well.
Did you really?
Yeah, I really liked it. A lot of people said it tastes like feet. My only question was, how do they know what feet tastes like? I have this question since I watched Friends, like, how do you know what feet tastes like? Maybe I don't want to know the answer because, never mind. So I quite enjoyed their previous cheese as well, but I know they didn't have a lot of fans. But when they came out with the new cheese, they kind of changed the flavor of the pizza as well, the toppings and stuff. Yeah. I think it was brilliant. And I can now actually take that pizza to non-vegan people and be like, hey, taste this and tell me if you can find out this is fake cheese. Yeah. You know, and I've always won. People have been so shocked. They've loved it. They've actually ordered Freedom Pizza with me, ordered their non-vegetarian pizza and eaten more of my pizza. So I kind of love it.
I'm also reminded of this conversation that we saw, I think, in the... There's a vegan Facebook group. You know, remember where somebody was complaining about the cheese, I think, late last year? And complaining about the old cheese, the one that you like. And in fact, I remember you posted in that group and you were like, well, I actually like the cheese. I don't know what the fuss is about. The founder and CEO of Freedom Pizza, so he's Ian Owen, actually posted, you know, on that thread and actually came out and said, hey guys, I know that some of you don't like this cheese, but we have a new cheese coming sometime in January. And you know, if you like definitely try it out, but I think it'll be a lot better and should meet your expectations, right?
And I remember how we had a discussion on what cheese it was.
Yeah, we debated that for some time, didn't
yeah.
we?
Yeah. I remember going to visit my family, and my sister-in-law made some baked lasagna dish, and it was brilliant. Like, it had some cheese in it, and I was like, where the hell did you get this awesome cheese from? It tastes so much like regular cheese. And she's like, hey, it's Daiya cheese. And I was like, no way. I had seen Daiya on the shelves, but I did not have the guts to pick it up and try it out because I was only reading negative reviews about it on all these American vegan pages. Only negative. Everyone was like, don't try it. Don't try it. It's a very bad cheese. Puke. I throw up after eating. And I was like, no. This is not Daiya. This is something else. And she's like, no, this is Daiya. She showed me the pack. And it was brilliant. Like, I ate like I had never eaten that day, you know. And when I ate the Freedom Pizza, I could immediately... It was nostalgia,
that's,
right?
That's why you were betting. That's why you were so confident.
That's why I was very confident. Yeah. It has to be Daiya because there has been a lot of emotion gone behind this cheese and recognizing its flavor. And that's when I was pretty confident it was Daiya. But you thought it was? I can't remember.
No, I didn't know for sure. I mean, I wasn't as confident as you were, obviously. I had an opportunity to interview Ian Owen a couple of weeks ago. I was actually talking to him about Freedom Pizza's recent investment in a company called Wild Pita. And I'll link to that in the show notes in case anybody wants to listen to that. But in the process, I got some interesting tidbits. Turns out, you know, Ian did tell me that it was Daiya cheese.
Yay!
In the last 2 to 3 years, you know, working closely with our chef and ingredient suppliers here, and they're becoming more available, but it's, you know, high-quality gluten-free items, high-quality, obviously organic is what we've always done, high-quality vegan options, you know, vegan desserts, vegan sausage, vegan cheese. I'm not vegan, but I actually like the vegan cheese we had before. I just like the way it tasted, but everyone wanted the Daiya cheese, so we got it. We got the Daiya cheese, and then all the people that were like me, I didn't realize, got upset that we took that off the menu. So,
breaking news: it is difficult to please people.
So there's one additional thing that he had ended up telling me, and that's the interesting piece of news that I have. It's a little sneak peek. Ian mentions that they're going to be introducing a new cheese very soon.
I'm going to coin it here, but you'll get it on your podcast. I think we'll be the first pizza company in the world, if not fast food company in the world, to have two different types of vegan cheese on our menu. We have so many vegan vegan followers and users, and they have very specific tastes, and what we're learning is we can cater to more than one, you know, preference, and we think it's even better, and it's cheaper too, which is amazing. So we should be able to offer it almost at par with the current, not the current vegan cheese, but regular cheese, because the volumes are increasing and the cost of these things is going down.
I think this is, well, you know, Going back to that Facebook post that you mentioned where people were complaining about his old cheese and everyone was like, no, we don't like it. I think more than the taste, what I liked about Freedom Pizza was that they were the first ones to like set a trend. And after that, now we've got like so many pizza places these days introducing vegan cheese pizza. But I was totally in awe of them because not only did they have a vegan pizza, but they also had vegan desserts and vegan sandwiches and things like that. So I think they deserved any kind of support that they were receiving from the vegan community then, and that kind of motivated them to bring in new cheese. And now they're talking about bringing in another cheese which will actually be priced as regular pizza, which in my opinion is going to be again a huge trendsetter, because I feel like the world thinks that veganism is for the elite and not a lot of people can afford, and they're like, if I'm paying $30 for a pizza, why would I pay $50 just for vegan cheese, you know? Sadly enough, I've been told by a lot of people that I should try pizza without cheese, but I think it's a sin. I cannot. Yeah. I cannot eat
pizza. I mean, just to kind of address that, I mean, I know that by taking the cheese out of pizza, the pizza now becomes vegan, provided, of course, that the bread doesn't contain eggs and stuff like that, which is great. And I understand that I can therefore satisfy my meal requirement in that situation, but I don't satisfy the pizza requirement in that situation, right? And so, it is absolutely awesome that more and more places are including a vegan cheese option, actually. You remember, I was in Mumbai last year and I happened to go to a place that actually was serving melted shredded tofu as a pizza topping. And it was served as a vegan option, right? And so I think it's stuff like that, and that's awesome, right?
But I can only imagine if Freedom comes out with this, the amount of volume business they're going to get because of it. You know, until now, like, vegan pizzas would target just the vegans in the city or in the country, but now this would actually motivate non-vegans also to be like, hey, you know what, let me just try it out. It's not like I'm paying a bomb for this, you know? Because a lot of my friends are like, you know, we can't eat this every time we order pizza because it's so expensive. And I was like, yeah, okay, but you know, and for me as well, like, I have reduced my consumption of pizza. If it's a price reduction or if it's something that, you know, you can afford, then I may be eating pizza maybe twice a week now. To hell with you, fitness and exercise and weight loss.
It was super interesting also because, by the way, like, I had gone to interview Ian, as I mentioned, about something entirely different. But I started chatting with him about that post. And so I think it just kind of just led on to that conversation. And he kind of was like, hey, you know, let me tell you this stuff. Because once he found out that, like, I was vegan, I think it was fun. It was very nice to hear. We've kind of talked about this in previous episodes, right? The more this happens, the more the price, like the whatever demand and supply, will start to even things out for us a little bit. In addition to the fact that he's able to find someone that's able to do this cheese and able to do it at a good price point, is that he mentions the support of the community. So yeah, I just wanted to share this with everybody, and I'm looking forward to I'm looking forward to the new cheese.
I'm also looking forward to it, and I want to know the thoughts of other people as well, what they think, which one is their favorite cheese. Please do let us know in the comment section below.
As always, you can find more information about our show in any podcast player of your choice. Just look for The Two Vegans. We're also on Instagram, the.two.vegans. Actually, anybody that sees our Instagram will already know that we're obsessed with pizza and we keep ordering it. And I think probably the one food item that's on our Instagram feed the most is pizza. I'm pretty sure. No?
And just for the sake of vegan unity, order pizza tonight, because that's what I'm going to do. Okay, bye.